If we're looking for Martian bugs, we should search for life forms at least as tough and alien as this.
I'm looking at Mars from the point of view of a microbe. And as a microbe, I really need a very, very tiny amount of water. I could probably live my entire life happily in a tiny drop of water about the size of the point of a pen. Now, we've shown over the years that organisms that live in salt crusts on the Earth have enough sunlight coming in so that they can go through their day-to-day activities but still be protected from the radiation. And we know there's salt crusts on Mars.
Mars has a long-term wobble to its orbit, and every 5 million years or so, the poles end up tilting 45 degrees toward the sun.
A way of thinking about the Phoenix landing site is think about the polar regions on Earth. Imagine you're there in winter. It's very inhospitable, very cold, very alien. You think, how can anything survive here? Come back 6 months later, and it's like a different world. The sun is shining, it's wet, it's warm, things are alive and scurrying around. So we may be being misled, seeing this frozen, cold site, and in fact, we're just there at the wrong season.
We know that on Earth, some bacteria can survive being frozen for millions of years. They can also eat perchlorate, the highly reactive chemical Phoenix found in the Martian soil.
Presumably, if there was life at the Phoenix site, it had learned the same trick. And so there might be organisms that are literally eating the rocks and reacting with perchlorate below the surface, shielded from the ultraviolet light, just having a great old time 5 million years ago. The party is over because everybody froze, but another 5 million years, the party will start up again as the Martian summer comes to the North Polar regions and the ice turns to water.
The party might not be over everywhere. The gas methane has been found both by spacecraft in orbit and by telescopes from Earth.